Okay.
Yeah, I'm recording for myself. Unless my output is online.
But you upload last time, why not?
No one else has anything unlocked my Dota. It's kind of annoying. Try to like do that trick of, oh, what is it? What is it? Just take over, but shame me. who needs Geula right now? Okay, so just a couple of remarks beforehand. Sometimes you learn a sugya, and you're like, okay, I got it. Other times you learn it. Could be the same sugya. A minute later, like, this is Yamcha himself. Like, there's just so much there. And eventually you have to pull the brakes somewhere. So I pulled the brakes, mainly because it got really late last night. I hope I did it justice. Again, it's been a kind of a busy week for me, thank God. Also, there's a big overlap with the Nisachim sugya, so I'm going to let Noach take that over, because I figured if I overlapped it too much, so then it's just superficially touching on the sugya, we're not going to get what we need out of it. So there are going to be parts I'll just say, you know, Ayin Sham, or Noach will get to next week. Okay. Our Mishnah Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Hashok has a total of Fnim. The Lach Mechutz L'choma Lokid HaShalachem. So right away what jumps out at us is that there's clearly some sort of connection between the lechem and the zevach and the todo. The fact that you have to have the lechem somewhere, whatever chutz means we'll get to, but it has to be in some sort of proximity to the todo. Also the fact that it's a very unique carbon, meaning at first glance, it's a regular shlomer. You know, leaving aside these unique dinim in terms of time, it looks like a shlomim, it smells like a shlomim, it sounds like a shlomim. And then you get to the bread is totally unique. The bread is chametz. The bread is not brought into the, you know, it doesn't seem like it has to be brought into the azara at all, and certainly not brought up. You know, the only thing we have is the kivsat tzeres. We have the shelechem, which is similar, but other than that, it's a totally unique carbon. So there seems to be, in this uniqueness, there has to be some sort of connection and relationship between the lechem and the todo. Moreover, the fact that it's lechem, it's not Esau, it's not Soles, that it has to be lechem when you are shecht. And the Toda already is showing us there's some sort of connection. What we want to get to is, what is this relationship? How do they interact with each other, these two components? The basic chakira, you can ask again, I was telling Nelch before, I think there are four sides to this chakira, so for simplicity's sake and also because of the overlap next week, I kept it down to two and a half, okay, three. But there are two sides. We can ask, say, this is one carbon. It's one carbon, a carbon of zevach, a carbon of lechem. And it's one of the same. You have your meat and you have your bun. It's the same thing. It comes together and there's no way to separate it. Or you could say, no, there's two separate chiyuvim that coalesce around the carbon, are the carbon toda, but it's two separate chiyuvim. So the Mishnah, second Mishnah on the page, has Shach Chutz L'Zman of Chutz L'Makomo, Kiddush Alechem. If a Shachta and you Shachta Ishlo L'Shma, so then the Lechem is gone. The Sfas Emes, we all saw the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes jumps there and says, okay, so you Shachta Ishlo L'Shma, the bread is gone. What happens to the Toda itself? How do we look at that Toda? Sfas Emes says, in this case, the Toda is gone as well. That once you get rid of the Lechem, you've also destroyed the Toda, and you can't have a Toda b'li Lechem. It just doesn't work. That this is one carbon, this is the bread and the meat. You don't have it, the whole thing is gone. He says, oh, so one minute, if you go down to Zvachim, we saw in the beginning of the year, in Dalet, Aleph, it says you can do a Toda Shlo Lishma, it becomes a Shlomim. He goes, because that, you're doing a Shlo Lishma, L'shem Shlomim, but if you did the same Ola, you actually destroyed it, and it's not a carbon, because again, lechem, a Toda below lechem is not a carbon. And then he says, oh, but the first Mishnah we opened up with, both Menachas and in Zvachim say, carbon shalol lishma, the only ones that don't work are the Pesach and the Chatas. So then he starts trying to like figure it out. Maybe there it's a different thing. It's Shinu Bailim, which we know is not so posh. It's say that Mishnah Shinu Bailim, but that you can get out of. But with the Sfas Emes, what emerges from the Sfas Emes is that there is one Chiyuv to bring a Toda, which is Zevach and Lechem. You can't divorce them, you can't bifurcate them, and if you try, you've just neutralized and destroyed your entire carbon. That is the Sfas Emes. The Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau takes the total opposite approach. He says, if you look into the Sad Yagon, if Sad Yagon counts, there's the mitzvah of Toda is the same mitzvah to bring the Shlomim. And then he counts a separate mitzvah of Lechem. He says, what's going on here? He says, clearly there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of the basar part of it, and there's a chiyuv of the lechem part of it. And he says that, and he goes back to what I mentioned earlier, at first glance, if you look at it, this is a shlomim. It's literally a shlomim. The only way it gets the dinim of the todah is when you bring the bread. And therefore, he says, it's almost like there's this funny dance going on here. The chalos of the todah emerges from the bread. The fact that you can only eat it for one day and one night, that's emerging from the bread, because otherwise it's just a stam shlomim. Once you introduce the bread, then it becomes a todah, which is, I say it's a funny dance. He didn't say this, and again, it's a really long piece. It's like 25 pages.
Where is it?
This is in mitzvah, I'll tell you after. I don't remember the offhand. I'll look it up, I'll tell you after. But what emerges from this, again, I didn't read the whole 25 pages, again, because of time, so maybe he addresses this, but it emerges this funny dance, as we know, the lechem b'beglal ha-todah. The lechem's coming from, but at the same time, it seems like the chalos is emerging when you bring the bread. That it's only then that we truncate the time that you can eat it, and we now look at it as a carbon todah. And he says, what?
The chalos comes from the chalos.
The chalos comes from the chalos, exactly. And what he says, and therefore what seems to be logical, is if you have a carbon todah where somehow the bread gets destroyed, so now it should revert back to shlomim, you get your 2 days and two nights. This is what he says. Now he... Yeah.
You have the kavanah for todah, but because there's no lechem, it's not going to have a chalos todah.
Exactly.
So he thinks that it's...
One night.
Right, but yeah. He thinks that the... So you think you're saying that this is two separate components?
It's two components.
Meaning it seems like they're still pretty integrated.
So we're going to get there, and we're going to discuss how everyone has to agree there's integration. Again, lechem b'beglal ha-todah, we're going to see there's the todah is mefagel b'lechem, but it seems like there's two chiyuvim, and the fact that it's the chala, which now gives the zevach the dinum of the todah.
So you're saying two chiyuvim because he doesn't go as far as...
Two separate mitzvahs. He counts it as separate mitzvahs.
Separate mitzvahs, got it.
Yeah. Now he points out, no one says this. No one goes so far as to say that in the event that for some reason the lechem doesn't get mekadesh, lechem disappears, that it reverts back to a shlomim. However, he then says there's a Rambam in...
Wait, he does or does not say that?
He says no one says this but him.
Okay.
He says it's not found anywhere. He says, however, there's a Rambam in Chagiga, Beis, Yud, Gimel, I believe, Yud, Gimel. The Rambam says that you can't bring a Chagiga on Erev Pesach, because then you're maybe, you can't bring a Todah Erev Pesach, because then you're maybe the carbon lipsul, because the bread is chametz, and you're going to have to get rid of the bread. The Rambam says, in the event you did do that, though, you could be Yotze with the Basar, Simchas Yantav. So everyone jumps up and down and goes, Yotze, Yidei Chavos, Simchas Yantav, what's going on here? This is a Todah. You can't eat it past the first night, and as we know, there is no Simchas Yantav, Lel Yom Tov Rishon. So how can it be that you're Yotze, Yidei Simchas Yantav, with this seemingly Todah, when you're not eating it past the first night? So the Avnei Nezer, he's like, oh, you know what? This must be a proof the Rambam actually holds. There's Simchas Yantav the first night of Yom Tov. But we don't want to say that. We want to say something fancier. So the Mutzal Mi'esh, quoted in the Gri Pop, in the Yechon Fishel Perlau, he says, you know what's going on here? It's our klal. That when you bring this carbon todah, Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos, so automatically the bread is gone. It's chametz, so you have to get rid of it. And therefore, it reverts back to shlomim, so you get back to your one night in 2 days. And that's how your Yotzi Dechavos so simple as Yantav. So Rav Yochanan Fischer Perl is like, well, Mehecha Tesi, you brought it Acher Chatzos. The Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says you bring it Erev Pesach. So he's not a big fan of this. And he has a couple other reasons he's not a big fan of this. However, Noach wanted to suggest possibly, Ulay Efshar, Dilma, that Rav Rosenzweig has a Mahalach in a very long article, which I will read, but I did not read yet, where he talks about how all of Erev Pesach has some sort of din where you can be mocker of the Karban Pesach. And therefore, once you want to say that the whole Erev Pesach has a din of, you're able to mock the Karban Pesach, maybe we can say that although you can still eat chametz in the morning, it's still a little antithetical to the nature of the day, and we would consider it maybe carbon based up soul, because although you can eat the chametz, it's not the ideal. And therefore, we can resuscitate this Mutzal Mi'esh. So that's the Gri Pop. That's where Yochanan Fischer Perlau and the Rav Sadi going. Again, so we have two shitas. We have this Sfas Emes who says it's one chiyuv, meat and bread. And we have Rav Sadi going who says, no, it's two separate mitzvos, two chiyuvim, although of course they're going to be related and we'll have to get to that. Now, sorry, it's harder when you have to scroll. there is a third approach, a middle approach, and this is not Rabbi Ilan. Rabbi Ilan does say, but I'm going to call Rabbi Ilan's approach only because, for simplicity's sake. Rabbi Ilan says, if you look on Pei Aleph on the base, on Pei Aleph on the base, in a longer discussion about if a person pledges to only bring half his carbon, do we assume he really meant to bring the whole one or not? And here is where actually there's some overlap. There's a prescribe on this. There's an overlap to Nisachim, so we're not going to get into that. But at the way end of the Gemara quotes a pasuk and says, Shomar v'shamat, Omar Abaye, what's Shomar? That is, the Toda v'shamat, zu lachma. And Rava says, no, Shomar is Toda v'lachma v'shamat, is talking about how you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't be ruggel lasos kain. Says Rabbi Ilan,
this is in the Torah Sekodesh.
It's the Chel Gim, I think, Lamed Hey. Says Rabbi Ilan, the fact that Abaye has two words, Shomer Vishamat, to teach us Toda and Lechem, what he's trying to tell you is they're two separate Chiyuvim. Whereas Rava, who says, no, it's all learned out of a Shomer, he's saying it's one Chiyuv.
What was the Chiyuv again? Like, what did you Shomer Vishamat?
Well, we're learning how you shouldn't be playing around with only bringing half the toda, either the lechem or the meat. That's in the context of the Gemara there.
So that if you do...
Well, then that brings to the discussion of Kofunoso. But at the end of the Gemara, again, it's a longer shakap that I didn't want to get into. I hope, you know, if you saw it in ready, you will see it. But I think the key point I just want to pull out of here is that Abaye seems to learn Shomer is Basar, and Shemat is Lechem, and Rava says, no, it's all learned out of Shomer, and therefore, it seems to be that there is a Machlokas, do we look at it as one Chiyuv, two Chiyuvim? Now, is this the Sfas Emes and Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau? So, Rav Ilan says, no, it's not. Because there's a second Gemara to see on Memvav Amid Beis. Gemara there, Memvav Amid Beis, is the Gemara we actually saw earlier in the year, in the Michlas Kohen Sugya, talks about the great Chachamim, talk about Kardam Lach Barbo. These Kohanim, they're like, oh, by the way, we can't contribute to the Machzor Shekel. We're not giving to the building campaign. We're not giving to, you know, the charity campaign, the 19th charity campaign that they got WhatsApp about this week, this one about the Machzor Shekel, because if we give to the Machzor Shekel, so then we are going to be Meshutif in the Karbanos, and then you can't eat the Omer, and so we mess over the Omer, we mess over the Shtei Lechem, because these are not considered, these are going to be Minchas Kohen, and it's Kulo Kalo. This is the
Great
Svara. You know, this is Lomdish Kohanim. So the Gemara there then has to figure out, well, Taka, it is a good point. Why is it not true, and why are they allowed to give? So in the Gemara has a reason why they can bring it. And then the Gemara says, what about a carbon toda? Why are they allowed to eat their carbon toda if it seemingly should be a minchas kohen? So Abaye says, oh, you know why they're allowed to eat their carbon toda? Because the lechem is not a mincha. That was a power pause. The lechem is not a mincha. I think, just my own hara, that this might emerge from that second Mishnah on Ayin Chesem Abeis. Because the Mishnah Ayin Ches says, you bring a Todah Shlo Lishma, so then you messed over the lechem. And I wondered that if you consider the lechem a mincha, so why don't you just say it's Kashu La'olo? You have just two karbanos, a karban of a Zebah Kashu La'olo and a karban mincha Kashu La'olo. The fact that you say, oh, it's a nothing, seems to imply it's not a mincha. That's just my own hara, but Abaye says it's not a mincha. Side note, this can go in the footnotes, when we say it's not a mincha, so there's a big machlokas, it seems like even the Rishonim, but clearly the Achronim, do we really mean it's not a mincha? Our real official prologue is, no, it is a mincha, just the pasuk doesn't call it a mincha, so for our purposes it's not a mincha. And others say, no, it's taka, it's not a mincha. That's just important to know. And one other side note, and this can emerge next week for the Nesachim, is within this discussion, there's a question of, how do we look at these lachmei toda? Do we almost look at them, if you assume it's part of the karbon, that it's almost ki'ilu like it's makar on the mizbeach? Like there's a lashon in Taurus Kohanim who seems to imply that, oh yeah, we bring chametz on the mizbeach because the lachmei toda. It's like it almost sounds like maybe the rabbi's lashon based on the Taurus Kohanim. So again, I didn't have time to really drill down on that, but I just want to, you know, ayin shum. There seems to be a little discussion about how we view this lachmei toda, and that might also play into if you view this as a mincha or not. But for our purposes, Abaye says, oh, the lachmei toda are not a mincha, and Rava's like, no, it's the same reason you can eat the shtei alechem, you can also eat the lachmei toda. It is a mincha, but there's this another reason which we'll explain in a minute. Says Rabbi Ilan, this is lishitasa. Abaye, who says there's two chiyuvim. There's a separate chiyuv to bring the two separate chiyuvim, a chiyuv to bring the toda and a chiyuv to bring the lechem. So he's going to have to say, well, if that's true, it's a separate chiyuv to bring the lechem, that's that you have a problem of minchas kohen. Says Abai, no, because it's not a mincha. And that's why the kohanim can eat it. Whereas Rava, who says, no, it's one chiyuv, a chiyuv to bring the toda, and a chiyuv to bring the lechem. So why are they allowed to eat it? Why are they allowed to eat these lechem? So what he's going to have to say is that the reason you're bringing the lechem, it's not like the Sfas Emes, who thinks it's the chiv, the carbon, is toda, the lechem, but rather the chiv emerges not from the chiv gavra, but from the chiv chefsa of the toda. That once you have a chiv to bring a toda, what emerges from that chiv, what emerges from the toda, now the toda requires you to bring lechem with it. The toda is the mechuyev for the lechem.
Again.
What emerges, he wants to say, is that it's not that you as a gavra have a chiv to bring the toda and a chiv to bring the lechem, but rather you have a chiv to bring the carbon toda. When you bring a carbon toda, there are certain rules how you bring the carbon toda. One of the things is the carbon toda requires you to bring lechem as well. So the chiv for the lechem is emerging from the chiv toda, not from the chiv that you as a gavra have said, I'm going to bring a toda now, so now I have to bring lechem.
Therefore, it's not the
and therefore it's not a minchas kohen.
So this would be a good proof, going back to right here, that it's not
a function.
I mean, Chas Kohen is not just like a Ramban Tami HaMitzvos, any Kohen who brings a mincha, it's automatically burnt, but rather it has to have a formal Kaloshim.
Very good. That's great. Yes.
Since here the obligation is not on the Kohen, it's on his carbon.
Excellent.
This will not be called a Chas Kohen.
Excellent. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
So that's what Rabbi Lan says. So again, so now if you just put it up there, Sfas Emes thinks it's one Chiyuv, Ruchim Feshah Perlau thinks, no, it's two chiyuvim, and Ravi Lan is like, at least according to Rava, it's one chiyuv to bring the toda, but the chiyuv to bring the lechem is not emerging because you said, I'm bringing myself a toda, now you have a chiyuv of the gavra, but rather it's like emerging from the carbon itself, that it requires lechem. So what's the nafkami between all these? Again, I didn't have time to chesh now according to all three shitas, so again, I'll let you do that. Ravi Lan says, what's it doing with Baal Ta'acher? If you don't bring the lechem, are you over Baal Ta'acher or not? So he says, Abaye, who learns...
Yeah. So this is really just, meaning Ravi Lan is really a prat within the Tzah that it's one
chiyuv.
Chiyuv.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning, if it's within one chiyuv, there are different ways you can potentially understand the relationship in terms of, is one the primary one, the secondary is one, the source and one
correct.
The pol yotze, whatever it might
right.
be. But, okay.
No, for sure, and we'll see next week. I asked Noach to please quote this Miskarov, quoting the Gram, because I think it's really give us a fuller picture. He has another way of looking at it, which is similar to what you were just saying. You know, trying to figure out exactly within that what's one from the other. But yeah, Rav Lan, I don't know. Again, Rav Lan thinks Abaye is too chiyuv in the same way that Ruchim Fisher Perlau does, but certainly within Rav. So one nafkamina is going to be Baal Ta'acher. If you don't bring, if you fail to bring the lechem, are you over Baal Ta'acher or not? So I think this is going to end up lining very lishutaso. For Rav Ilan, Abaye who learned there are two chiyuvim, which again, granted, there's only one pledge. You're saying I'm bringing a toda, but somehow it becomes two chiyuvim, so that's a little dachuk, and I'm not exactly sure how to learn that, but okay, fine. So he's going to learn the Baal Ta'acher on both. You have two chiyuvim, so you have Baal Ta'acher on if you don't bring the lechem. Whereas Rabbah thinks it's one chiyuv, so and it's the gavra. You have a chiyuv to bring a toda. Oh, now you say you're bringing a toda, so the chefs now engenders this requirement to bring lechem. So you're not going to be over Baal Ta'acher on the lechem. That's how Rabbi Lan learns it. However, if you learn the Sfas Emes, you might end with the opposite approach. The Sfas Emes says, according to Abaye, you have two chiyuvim. So if you take a neder to bring the toda, you never took a neder to bring the bread, right?
According to the Sfas Emes.
That
the bread is so integral that it ruins the entire carbon.
This is a little funny. But he says that if you take a neder to bring the toda, there's no neder to bring the bread. The neder is only to bring the toda. So if you don't bring the bread, you might have messed up your toda, but it's not about the achar on the bread.
See, that's
where I'm a little unclear about. You can pull the Sfas Emes. It's on Pei Aleph from the base.
That's right behind you.
Maybe I'm quoting wrong, but it seemed like Abaye wasn't always this clear cut in the. It's a very short Sfas Emes.
Yeah,
I can tell. I'll tell you the Oneg Yontif. I found out the Oneg Yontif, where he in talking about in Hilchos in he says. It's a shayla about neder itself, and he writes as follows: "I quote a guy's lashon, Vafilu omer hare alai toda, nami ein chiev chalos machmes nedro raksha, hatora chiev l'cholamevi toda l'havi lechem. That's his lashon.
Yeah,
what's the problem though? He's saying for Abaye, the lechem is just some.
Oh, because it's
only for Abaye.
Yeah, correct. I'm sorry.
According to Sfas Emes, the Chora.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It would be meaning
for Rava, it would be a problem. Which we'll get to. Yes, for sure it's a problem. No, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun.
Just in terms of the nafim, you're saying someone brings a carbon toda and they don't bring the lechem. So right. What's the din in terms of baal ta'acher?
Correct.
So if you say they're two separate chiyuvim, then it's pasha that there's baal ta'acher on the lechem.
According to Rabbi Lan.
According to
Rabbi Lan. Right now, I'm sorry. I should have clarified.
Right, if it's two chiyuvim, Rabbi Lan is assuming it's two chiyuvim. So
right.
That would be that they're
according to Abaye.
Right.
I can say it over again, unless you want to say it.
No,
I think I got clarified. I'm sorry. I knew I'd mess the part up, and I went over it, and I still messed it up. Rabbi Lan says, according to Abaye, there's two chiyuvim. If there's two chiyuvim, so you're over Baal Ta'acher, you'll be over Baal Ta'acher.
So if you don't bring anything, you're over Baal Ta'acher twice.
That's what it seems.
And if you bring the zevach without the lechem, you're also over Baal Ta'acher, because it was a separate chiyuv, albeit one that emerged from the zevach.
Correct. According to Rava, it's one chiyuv, but since the bread is emerging from the chiv of the toda itself and not from on the chiv gavra, so therefore you're not going to be over baal ta'acher on the bread.
Because it's not a separate, meaning
right.
The only way to be over baal ta'acher on the bread is that it's a totally separate chiv.
Correct.
Well, it is for the chalos gavra.
Right.
According to this fast emes, it's going to emerge the opposite. Abayu says there's two chiyuvim. So you took the neder to bring a toda. You didn't take a neder to bring the bread, and therefore, although you have to bring the bread, which that's where the onig yontif comes in, he says, "Hari alai toda nami ein chiyuv achalos machmas nedro raksha torah chiyuv lekol hamevi toda lehavi lechem." But you're only gonna be over once.
Because baal ta'acher is not the mitzvah is not bring the things that you were obligated to bring. It is bring the things that you
obligate yourself. Exactly, which plays in the type of a comic.
So what ends up happening is that if you have both the Sfas Emes and Rabbi Lan are going to agree that the outcome is going to be the same, that there's no chiyuv baal ta'acher if you don't bring a lechem. It's just that they're
well,
itself.
But according to Rabbi Lan, according to the Sfas Emes, if you don't bring, according to Rava,
there's going to be baal ta'acher on the fact that you don't bring the carbon at all. No.
So according to this Fasem, Rava, who thinks it's so intertwined, it's one carbon. If you don't bring the lechem, you're over baal ta'acher on the lechem, but seemingly you're just over baal ta'acher on the whole carbon.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
correct.
So he does think they're back. So they are opposites.
Exactly, they are opposites.
For the Torah Sarkot, for Rabbi Lan and Abaye, the idea is you have two separate chiyuvim.
Exactly.
So they're both baal ta'acher. And the Fasem says, no, you said you were machayev yourself on a zevah. And there's a separate chiyuv of toda, but that's not going to be
exactly.
And then Rava, so Torah Kodesh says, your chovas agavra is zebach, and then that creates a chovas akarban of lechem, go baal ta'acher. And the Sfas Emes is going to say, no, you said you're going to bring a toda. A toda is one
exactly.
of zebach and lechem, so if you don't bring either one of those, you're going to have a...
Correct.
You're going to have baal ta'acher on the carbon.
On the carbon itself.
You didn't bring the carbon.
Because, right, if you said, I'm bringing a zebach, that means
I am bringing
a
zebach and lechem.
Because that's okay.
Great. Okay, that was the most complicated part of this year, and we clarified together. Exactly. Next one, Nafmin is going to be base Pagi. Again, this is not as tight, but it's more to think about. It's Machlokos. What? The Machlokos, where is base Pagi? What is base Pagi? Is base Pagi, again, just note, second Talmud noted, there happens to be a base Pagi that's somewhere else in Israel. We're not talking about that at all. Right? We have, we talk about base Pagi, that's Kedusha, so is that outside the Azara, outside Har Abayis, or is that outside Chomos Yerushalayim? And even there is a little discussion. So everyone, most Rashi seems to think it's outside Chomos Yerushalayim. Well, it's Machlokes again. More sorry, Rabbi Shlomo of Yochanan. The Rambam thinks Beis Pagi is outside the Azara, but still on Har Abayis. Now, you would think that the further you move the lechem away from the Azara, the more we attenuate that connection between lechem and toda, because it's like it doesn't, you know, it's more about the din nechila, but it's not a din in the actual carbon. The closer, obviously, you bring it into the Azara, the more you accentuate the link between them. And that was why we saw that Tosfos HaRosh in Nida, who even said that although you can bring it wherever you bring it, lichatchila, it has to be in the Azara, which the Rambam, it also was mashma that as well. If you read the Rambam, both Noach and I walked away. I think it's pretty pashut. The Rambam seems to think it should be in the Azara. The only issue with this whole discussion, which is why...
Not Azara. Lichatchila.
The only issue... The only issue I had with this discussion, which I don't have any answers to, but I just want to point, is that the Rambam paskins like Abaye when it comes to the minchas, the Kohanim eating the Todah, and he says, oh yeah, the reason the Kohanim eating the Todah, it's not a mincha. Once he's paskin like Abaye, he's saying, oh yeah, it's two separate chiyuvim, again, we can talk about what that exactly means, but then he seems to really distance the Todah from the lechem, so then to say, oh, but still has to be lechachila in Harabayis, in Azara, it kind of becomes a little murky. So I know there's definitely discussion here, and I think the bigger discussion, which I did not get into, is the klisharis discussion, which kind of plays back to your chibur earlier in the year, and exactly how we're viewing the kedusha. And there's a lot to say on that. There's a Rav Chaim, I believe, quoted in the Griz. There's a Rari Leib on this. So we'll leave that with that, but that would be a second nafkamina, perhaps. Again, how far you go from the Azara, could potentially say that's how distant we may see the lechem from the Todah. The third nafkamina is going to be pigel. The Mishnah on Tesvav, Amud Aleph, says that the Todah is mefagel the lechem, but the lechem is not mefagel the Todah. And the question is going to be, why? So if you're a Sfas Emes Jew, like Lechorah, the same way that the meat's mefagel the lechem should mefagel the meat because it's habaha, same thing. So I assume, again, you can. This is what I thought last night. It's been a while trying to think about it. Lechorah is more of a technical quirk in the lechem, that the lechem does not make pigel because it's not the matir, you know, sung along those lines. But really, you know, really it should be pigel other than this technical quirk. Right? That makes sense? However, so just one more point, according to the Sfas Emes, and this is very Maduk and Rashi, perhaps although the lechem is not mefagel the zevach, it still passes the zevach. Because if you look at Rashi there on Tezvav and Aleph, Rashi says, his exact lashon is, he says, Hatoda ein mefageles, va'ochel ein onesh kares. If you eat it, you're ein onesh kares, meaning it seems to be, you don't get kares, it's pigel, but it's still, you can't eat it because there's some sort of, it's just some sort of psul. So I think the Sfas Emes is going to say, again, what it exactly is, I'm not sure, that for a technical reason, the lechem can't, in Hilchos Pigel, the lechem can't mefagel the Todah, but it's definitely going to mess it over, and it's going to possel it, because if you don't have lechem, you don't have a Todah. So that's for the Sfas Emes. The middle approach, according to Rav Ilan, I think it also works. The meat is mefagel the bread, but the bread can't mefagel, because again, the Gemara says, what's the reason? The Gemara's reason is because the lechem...
Where's that Rashi?
Rashi, Tesvav and Aleph, the Mishnah. The only Rashi in the Mishnah. Tesvav and Aleph. According to this middle approach, so again, the bread is the sidecar here. The bread's coming, beglal ha toda. So the reason that the toda is the ikker, and it can be foggle the bread. And the reason the bread can't be foggle the toda is because it's a sidecar. It's not the ikker. It's only emerging as a separate chi of from the toda to bring...
Isn't everyone going to say that the bread's not a matir? Is not a matir, so for sure, pigel's not.
Yes, the question. The question is, according to the Sfas Emes, well, it's such a close
the case of the lechem being fagel, we're talking about that you're going to bake it amanas la ochlo.
Well, you're going to eat the lechem. Exactly.
The lechem's not a matir, so
correct.
It's not
so that's what the Sfas Emes is going to say, but he's still going to say
it. Everyone's going to say that.
Everyone's going to say that. Of course, it's a mission. It's a mission of Peresh. The question is why.
For the Sfas Emes, your horror is that even though it's not fagel, that's just a quirk. But it could still be a psul machshava, which would be consistent with the
correct.
In
correct.
General, that there's psul machshava
correct.
That applies to lechem and affects the carbon. Okay, so now
the Rilan, the middle approach, I think it's most pashut. It's the way it reads. It's not a matir. It's just a sidecar, as Noach loves to say. It just emerges from the actual carbon. So of course it's not going to be able. You can't mefagel the lechem, the zevach from the lechem. But the zevach can mefagel the lechem because it's emerging from it. The question is going to become, according to Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau, why is it
on the other side,
if you assume the lechem is a totally separate chiyuv, so why is it that the meat can mefagel the lechem, but the lechem can't mefagel the zevach? And again,
well, again, meaning it's really only why is it? It's not.
Yeah, I know. I'm setting it up. But and the real question is going to be again. And the real point, as you noted earlier, is there's clearly still a connection between the bread and the meat. You can't totally divorce it. So Rav Aryeh Leib, in a different piece, actually on the previous Kli Sharis based Pagi, he suggests as follows. And again, he's always complicated. So I actually brought his actual Lushnir so I can hash it out.
Is it the Rav Aryeh Leib only in a new version, or
this is the old version? I didn't see it in the new version. The old notebooks versus the new notebooks.
And what siman is it?
I'll tell you after. I did not write it down in my notes. I have my other note. I have it right now. So he says as follows: the reason that the bread can't mifagel the lechem can't mifagel the meat is because it's a separate carbon. He says I'll be. He says hine lach mitoda einu guva desvicha kal v'hem rak shaychem lekarbon. The trichem lekuva carbon v'gam atoda matirim v'mifagels as a lechem. Mashenkin lechem einu mifagels as a toda. So he says he calls it a separate carbon, and that's why the lechem can't be mifagel the basar. Why does it work the other way around? Why is it a one-way street? And he says, because at the end of the day, there still is a very strong connection from the meat going towards the lechem. The fact that the lechem gets its kedusha when you shecht the meat. The fact that he says even further than that, if you lose the basar, we don't say, oh, okay, fine, you have your 40 loaves, save some money, just get a new zevach, shecht it, and use it with these 40 loaves, but you have to restart the whole thing, because it seems to me, and again, I wasn't exactly sure how he's formulating it, but it seems to almost be like, forget the gadol. When you look at this lechem, it's just, once you shecht it, and you give it this kedusha, so it's so connected to this zevach, that you can't, that it gives the zevach the ability to mefagel the lechem. Stretched?
Like he has a blanket. He's trying to cover two things at once. He's like, you look, I can cover this.
Enochanami, I hear. But no, I hear, but he wants to kind of say that there's a very strong connection, and again when it gets kedusha, it only gets its
kedusha.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to explain. That although it's two separate carbonas, he says, but at the end of the day, the lechem, and this we kind of know, the lechem is so unique that there's no other. We really don't have another template for this sort of lechem. The only way it gets its kedusha is from the toda, from the actual zevach, and it's when you shecht it. And the fact we see the strong connection between them, that if you lose the zevach, you have to throw out the bread. You can't say, oh, I'll just bring more bread. So based off that, he wants to say that it's a one-way street, and that would perhaps explain the Ruchem Fischel Perlau, that although it's two different chiyuvim, we still allow for the zevach to mefagel the lechem.
I mean, for Perlau, who said that if you somehow ruin the bread, the zevach reverts back to a shlomen.
Which I want to point out, right. It's only if you do it before the kedushas chal.
Oh, say that again.
It's only if you do it before the kedushas chal. Once you have a toda, if you throw the bread in the garbage, it's not going to go out to shlomen. No one's going to say that's like way too far.
So we're talking about the loss of doubt.
Well, now you're told me.
So he said that's what he said. It's erev Pesach achar chatzos.
Oh, he made it.
Okay. That's why I thought you were trying to tell me. You wrote this back. Like, oh, maybe because there's like almost like antithetical to the ability to bring the Karban Pesach is chametz. So although you could still technically eat chametz, it's still considered maybe the base of soul.
Okay.
Anyway, that's that. I had a fourth not for me, but I'm not going to say because it's a little. I'm not totally sure on it. So I'm going to leave it at that.